Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The leader of the pack was out spreading a little love last night. Quarterback Jordan Love brought along some of his teammates and hosted a surprise shopping spree at Dick's Sporting Goods for some lucky teens from Better Days Mentoring. The kids had no idea they were going on a shopping spree, much less shopping with Packers players. But the kids weren't the only ones getting a big boost from the event. Kicker Brandon McManus said what the players get from these kind of events is even stronger, just seeing the excitement and joy on the kids' faces. Dick's and Love's Hands of Love Foundation provided $300 for each child. The kids say talking football and life with the players was as big of a gift as the shopping spree. Shoppers out at Festival Foods in Green Bay last night had some special guests as well. Green Bay police and firefighters were out helping raise money for the Salvation Army on yesterday's Giving Tuesday. Police Chief Chris Davis and Matthew Knott with the Green Bay Metro Fire Department were ringing bells for the Red Kettle campaign at Festival Foods on West Mason Street. Oshkosh firefighters were also on a frigid beat this week when a beloved four-legged friend fell through the ice on a pond and became trapped. The crew of Engine 19 came to the rescue, successfully getting the dog safely out of the water and back to its grateful owner. Firefighters say they want to remind the community not to hesitate in calling for help if anyone, even a furry friend, is in trouble out on the ice. They are here to help, and they say a quick response is critical to ensuring a good outcome, like they had with the dog this week. With the Packers gearing up to take on the Bears at Lambeau this Sunday, their next matchup against Chicago will happen in prime time. The NFL announced late yesterday that kickoff at Soldier Field, not this Sunday, but in 2 weeks, on Saturday, December 20th, is set for 7:20 p.m. That game will follow the Philadelphia Eagles-Washington Commanders game. That means Green Bay and Chicago face off twice in 3 weeks, with their first matchup of the season this Sunday at Lambeau Field. Kickoff is at 3:25. New bills in the Wisconsin legislature could mean new fees for some popular state park activities. Cross-country skiing, bicycling, and foraging might cost adults $40, hiking a bit less at $20. Kids would get reduced rates, and everyone would pay a small fee for the permit. Lawmakers say this is needed to cover a $16 million funding gap at the DNR, especially in the Fish and Wildlife Fund. Speaking of the DNR, they've released the final numbers from this year's deer hunt. Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer hunt ended with slightly fewer licenses and deer harvested than last year. DNR reports 790,000 licenses sold and 182,000 deer registered, including 86,000 bucks. Marquette County had top harvest rate. There were 2 firearm incidents on opening day, below the 10-year average of 5. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won 5 in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sunday, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first-place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last-place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Light snow will end later this morning, then gradual clearing as we make our way through the afternoon. We'll hit our high in the mid-20s around noon, and then temps will fall into the mid-teens by later today. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, down to 1 below 0. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.